facet that, what I have to turn that to get the water out of that.
Right, so it's a faucet inside and a hydrant outside. Have you ever seen one of these portable water containers, like you could take out with you if you're going fishing or something like that, keep ice water in? And usually they'll have something that you can push or turn where the water comes out. Do you have a name for the little thing where the water comes out on a portable water container?
No, right now.
Okay. You ever hear people around here use the word spigot or spigot?
Yeah. And would that be it? Where you letting this?
It just depends on the person, I guess, and where he lives. Some people would call the faucet the spigot, or they call the outside thing the spigot, or the thing on the water container.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have any particular name for it?
No.
Other than hydrant outside and faucet outside.
I call
outside.
It a hydrant,
right.
A hydrant out there and faucet in,
mm-hmm.
in at the sink.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if it's very cold and you get up one morning and you turn on the water at the sink but nothing comes out, you might say, well, looks like the pipes must have.
That looked like the pipe.
Mm-hmm. The pipes must have done what? If you're not getting any water, they probably froze and.
Frozen.
And done what? If they split open, you say that they.
Burst it.
Sure, right, okay. What about if years ago you wanted to buy a lot of flour? A large quantity of flour, what would that probably come in?
Probably buying the flour?
Yeah, flour to bake with.
Oh, a barrel?
Barrel, what kind of barrel?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to buy it in a barrel.
Is that right?
Yeah.
About how many pounds would that be, you remember?
Ooh. Would it be 200?
Sounds about right.
I think that was about it. Yeah, we buy flour, and you buy it in half barrels or whole barrels, and you could get shortening in. I don't know how big the can, the shortening can would be, because I told somebody one day, said you couldn't see the bottom of the can at the end of the year that I would use the shortening out of. Had to use so much for the cooking I had to do.
Hmm.
So anyway, that we'd get shortening in some kind of real big deep cans.
Mm-hmm. When you say, excuse me, when you say shortening, do you mean lard?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the lard came in cans.
Which?
The lard came in cans?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Wait, did you ever buy a lot of molasses at one time?
No. We grew that, Louisiana and sorghum, both.
Louisiana was a type of molasses?
Yeah, that was the kind that we ate. Sorghum wasn't very good. I don't know, we just about, they'd make that and sell most all that was made of it. See, you just had to grow everything on the farm that you could get a little something out of.
Mm-hmm.